To My Younger Self by Dania. Remember when you used to live in Mexico and what you thought about America? From what I can remember, you did not want to come to America. You were only 5 years old and wanted to stay with grandma, grandpa, our cousins, aunts, and uncles. Even though mom and dad kept saying how great it was, you did not want to come. I remember them saying that we could have a better life in America, a better education, and more money. Yet, you were terrified to come. Before coming to America, I wish someone would have told you that you had to learn a completely new language to succeed. It was a very hard time learning English and not understanding what people were saying to you. I still remember how much you hated school and how you never wanted to go, but I am proud that you never gave up and pushed through to learn to write, read, and speak in English. Getting an education in America was not easy, but in the end, you gave it your all. Look where I am now. I'm studying for free at the University of Washington. It's crazy how I ended up here. After all the difficult situations you went through, I also wish someone would have told me how much these things cost and how difficult it was to get a good paying job. Everything is expensive here, and money doesn't show up in front of you. You have to work hard for it. I remember when we lived in California and you could not afford a lot of things you wanted. America is totally different than what people think. There are many unjust things that happen here. For example, gun control issues, drug problems, and homelessness. But there are also amazing things in America, such as freedom, gay rights, free education, and opportunities to succeed. Now that I am currently studying at the University of Washington and living on campus, it's been the best time of my life. I am very privileged to be here, studying at this amazing university, and learn more about what my passion is. So far, I know that I want to work with minority populations and immigrants. I am not sure how I want to help them, but I have some ideas. One idea is to help them through healthcare and provide easy access to people who are in poverty or from countries that are part of the minority. I found out how important education is for me and that I was very fortunate to be able to attend elementary, middle, and high school for free. Not a lot of people have that opportunity. So I hope to help students who are not in a university attend school for free if possible. At the end of the day, I am happy that mom and dad decided to bring me here. Sincerely, Dania.